Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4031.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Well, one of my college professors had a significant influence on me. He influenced me to keep learning and helping others learn. He was real patient with people, and so it just influenced me to be a better person.
What do you aspire to be?
I'd aspire to be a good parent, a spouse, and a role model for others. I think being a role model for others is a key thing in my life. I like to have people look up to me and, you know, say that I'm a good person and whatnot. And then whenever I do get married and have kids, I do want to be the best parent I can be and the best spouse.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I'd describe myself as average. I'm kind, I'm calm, I'm educated. It's pretty average.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Okay. I came from a lower class family. We moved around to different areas. We always didn't have a whole lot of stuff. So I learned to value money. I learned to deal with real world situations. So it kind of shaped me for who I am now in that aspect. You know, I watch my money closely. I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I think patience and self-control are probably the most admirable. Just because without patience and self-control, then you're more of a nuisance to others than you should be.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I like that I'm patient. I work well with others. I have a good work ethic. I'm pretty easygoing. That's what I like the best about myself. The least, I sometimes don't pay enough attention to other people's, you know, feelings or needs. I kind of overlook that. So I should probably just pay more attention or empathize with people more often.
What quality would you most like to see flourish, and which would you like to see wither?
Probably my work ethic. I'd like to see flourish. I'd like to, you know, get more involved, even with the community. I'd like to see that flourish. My people skills quality. I would like to see that grow. And then I don't really know of any that I would like to see go away.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I'd like to pass on the same thing my parents passed on to me, which is, you know, being patient, being kind, being devoted to the task that you're working on. Pretty much all those things go in the same kind of category. I just like to pass on to my kids the meaning of life, I guess, what I would say the meaning of life is.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
We like to just play sports together, you know, go out in the yard and throw the football around, or, you know, kick the soccer ball, or even sometimes just go to the park and feed the ducks. Other times we like to sit home and play board games, you know, play Scrabble or Scattergories, rent a movie, and have big dinners. We all like to get together. We probably get together probably 3 days a week. You know, we just see each other here or there and do something.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I think they were all pretty special, so I can't say one over the other.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Well, growing up, I played baseball a lot. So I really like baseball. You get involved with a team. You know, you get to play with other people. You know, become friends with a lot of people. And then I also enjoyed school. You know, going to school, the same thing. You know, hanging out with different people, learning. You know, I love to learn. So growing up, I read books and did all sorts of different school activities as well as the sports.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite book?
I'd have to say The Stand by Stephen King. It's probably my favorite book. It's about good and evil and overcoming a lot of obstacles.
What types of books do you enjoy?
I mostly like science fiction books. Not so much fantasy, but just the science fiction, you know, robots and just weird outer space stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just nonfiction books, just books about computers and stuff like that.
What is your favorite word and why?
I might have to say my favorite word is cool. I use it probably most often, and it's a good, well-rounded word that's It's pretty useful, and it's a positive word. You know, you usually say cool if something is good.
What was the last book you read?
The last book I read was Harry Potter.
What was the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw was The Soloist. It was about a guy who played the cello.
What was the last sporting event you attended?
I don't really attend big sporting events. The last sporting event I attended was probably my nephew's football game.
What do you do for fun?
Teaching is fun. I like to teach or tutor people. I also like programming, you know, just getting on the computer and just making up little programs.
Mm-hmm.
And then for games, I like chess. Chess is a good board game. I like to play that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then just other board games like Scrabble.
Mm-hmm.
And then just online games.
Mm-hmm. What are your hobbies?
I'd probably say hobbies. Probably goes right along with programming. Just making little programs for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're nothing too complex. Just little things.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
When I was little, they used to say I looked like Macaulay Culkin, but not so much anymore.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
One of the main ones would probably be school. I guess it's an achievement or an experience, you know, experiencing school and college and all that, and then graduating with a degree, and it's impacted me because it kind of paves the way for the whole future. And then I guess an ethical dilemma would probably be religion, you know, just facing the typical questions like the origin of life, the purpose of life, and whatnot. So actually finding the answers to those questions has impacted my life in a personal way.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I'd have to go with a fictional character, Doctor Who. You know, it's a British show. But it's really cool. He goes back in time or goes in the future, and he goes all over the universe. He's a Time Lord, so he can manipulate time. And I'd like to just interview him because he's been all over the universe and has been all over time.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
My first experience with roller coasters, I'd have to say that. It was bad. I was little, I rode a roller coaster, and it just really jarred me up, so I just hated roller coasters after that.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
One time I passed up a job that was offered to me. It seemed like a good job at the time, but I figured there wasn't something right about it, so I passed it up. It was a risk taking because I needed a job, but then I later found out that it really wasn't a good position. The person that they ended up hiring was taken advantage of, you know, just worked too much and didn't really get the benefits that was stated ahead of time. So, you know, I took a risk not getting the job, but it was the right thing to do, was not to take it.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
Probably going back to like the science fiction aspect that I'm interested in, I'd have to say like interdimensional traveling or
mm-hmm.
time traveling or, you know, warping to a different area in space or something. It's pretty interesting. It's probably far-fetched, but it's still interesting, and I look into that stuff a lot.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your perception about it.
When I was first subjected to programming, you know, it was very hard. I didn't know what I was doing. It seemed like I was learning a new language, which I can't do that either, so. But then eventually, like it just clicked that, you know, the logic flow of the programming language, it just made sense all of a sudden. So then I was able, and now it's fun and I enjoy doing it.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Probably vacationing somewhere tropical, just sitting down, relaxing, enjoying the scenery, not doing too much activity, just laying around.
Where would you like to be the most?
If I was vacationing, probably Florida, the Bahamas, California, Japan maybe. You know, anywhere along those lines would be pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Family plays a big role in my life, so I'd probably just be like I would like to hang out with my family, maybe play in some games or something like that, because that's always fun.
What is your approach to life?
I'm more of the type of person to plan for the future, and then live for today. So, like, you know, do all the activities I need to do for today, you know, don't put them off for tomorrow, and then also plan for the future, though, you know, save your money for tomorrow, or your, you know, make sure that things are in order for in the future.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties, and how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
The most difficult time in my life was probably when I graduated high school up until graduating college, probably. I didn't know where I was going in life. I didn't know what I was doing. So just trying to figure out what to do. You know, I eventually went to college, so that was a good thing. And then I continued on with college. So then that changed my whole perspective on life and what I was doing with myself. But it was kind of difficult at the time because, you know, I didn't have a clue what I wanted to do or where I was going.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Probably graduating. Like, I got my associate's degree, a bachelor's of arts degree, a bachelor's of science degree, and a master's of science degree. So pretty much after each one, it was a rewarding experience. You know, I get my degree, it rewarded me for all the years and money and everything that went into it.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Probably the typical Monopoly. That was pretty fun. Chess was really fun. And Scrabble. Those were probably my three favorite.
Who is your favorite actor?
I'd probably have to say a few actors. The top ones, like Nicolas Cage, John Travolta, Harrison Ford, they're probably among my top favorite actors.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite dinner?
I guess it would depend on who was cooking it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my favorite dinner would probably be some sort of like Tex-Mex meal, you know, like enchiladas or tacos or something like that. You can never eat enough of those.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I'm really not a crazy person, so I'm pretty average, pretty easygoing, and I guess
the
I don't do anything crazy.
Craziest thing was getting on a roller coaster, I guess.
Probably, yeah.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I probably play with my cat. Usually the cat starts meowing and wakes me up, so I smack him around a couple times and then play with him.
Mm-hmm. That's how my morning starts.
Yeah.
Even on the weekend.
Yeah.
Same time. What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I wish I could travel more. I can't do it because the finances aren't there, and then the scheduling's not there. But that would be something that I wish I could do, is just travel.
Why did you choose tutoring as your career?
I choose tutoring right now mostly because I don't have I'm not certified to teach. So the next best thing would be to tutor. I like the educational field. I like learning new things, and I like teaching new things to other people. So right now, tutoring is the best thing for me because I'm able to actually teach, and then I'm able to teach exactly what I want to teach. You know, I usually teach computers or, you know, different program packages or just general subjects like math or science. So I'm able to pick what I want to teach and teach people one-on-one. So I chose it because that's what I like doing.
Is it tutoring adults or children, ages?
Probably any age from like 9 years old to about, I don't know, 55 years old.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Well, even past that, because I've taught, mm-hmm. I've taught like senior citizens like how to check their email and stuff like that.
Oh,
so,
really?
Uh-huh. You know.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
Probably that I do get to meet different people of totally different backgrounds and abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to see the kind of people that are out there and what those people actually need help doing. You know, one guy might need help, you know, creating a program, whereas another guy might need help, you know, learning addition.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, just it's interesting to just do the different things.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be, and why would you choose this career?
If I had to choose a different career, I'd probably do something in manufacturing, and I would probably choose that because that's what my degree is in, is industrial management. So
mm-hmm.
I'd probably do something along those lines because I'm more qualified to do it.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing as far as work, family, and travel?
I'd like to say that I'd like to go get my PhD sometime. So hopefully in 10 years that might be a possibility, where I'd be teaching at a university. I hope to have a family within 10 years, so I could be, you know, pretty stable with my work, you know, going to work at a university, having a family. And then the benefits of working in education is you get a lot of the summertime off, so I would have time to travel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd hope to be doing all three of those things.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Probably the same qualities I have. I like a person to be, you know, well-rounded, educated, patient, have self-control, you know, just have a certain people skills that, you know, they can get along with others, they can live their life without being annoying. That's what I'm mostly looking for.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I guess just be there for them whenever they needed me. So, like, you know, if she was to work and then come home from a stressful day, you know, I'd be there for her. I guess just being there in all aspects would be the best thing I could do.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Help others.
Mm-hmm. Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Live your life the best you can and have fun doing so.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4031.